Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 39 of Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast. Only one more to go, and that's it. The game's up.
Well, no, that's not true.
No, because I love the podcast. This is my favourite part of the week. Why are you laughing at that?
I'm just smirking. Listening to you.
We're smirking there.
Good. Alana?
I do enjoy the podcast, yes. And you say this every single time we get to a 10 mark, so episode 10, episode 20, episode 30, and you will continue to do that until we get to episode 100, be honest.
So do you think 100 is the last one?
I don't think it's the last one, but I don't think 40 is the last episode.
I think when we get to 100, we'll change up the format.
Intern Gary takes on a podcast.
Yeah, or I think we'll just do something where, like, maybe we'll just go into full-on podcast mode.
We've split as a show, and the content producer, Intern Gary, has decided that there's
been... Is that my official title,
Intern Gary producer? Well, I hope not. You haven't come up with much.
We have a segment that's on the show this week called Give Me Head.
Very true.
How did that go?
Well, let's not talk about that just now. listen to the podcast, and you'll find out very soon. It would have been a better segment if Alana had.
Thanks, Robin.
Yeah, but that's just because it's Alana that comes up with it. So
thank you.
Anything Alana comes up with immediately gets, you know, like there's always a golden child of the family.
Yeah,
favorite child. It's like,
well,
that.
She's fallen out of favor a little bit.
Yeah,
because of course she is.
Where was she?
Two timing us at the moment.
Where were you on Friday morning?
I was in my bed.
Yeah, me
where
too.
Were you in your
I
bed?
I was in my bed as well, yeah.
So am I being outed because I wasn't in my bed?
What we're talking about here, of course, is Alana, who has been doing some shows for Radio 1 National Radio. Well done, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Robin.
It's a big thing to do.
Yeah.
It's really good. But I'm under no illusion that if they offer her something full-time, she'll be fucking off.
Honestly, see, if you can't be bothered listening to this podcast, go on to BBC Sounds and you can listen back to my show.
This is not going to make the edit.
Absolutely not.
That'll be coming out.
Chop that shit.
You knew that was happening.
Chop that shit to fuck.
Yes. Cut the shit, Alana.
More fun here than there.
Oh, of course.
It's a national broadcaster at the end of the day. That's big news. But would you be able to get off of the stuff that you do here? No chance.
That is true. You guys are the best, okay?
No. Would you be allowed
to... You guys are my favourite, okay? Feel better now?
Would you be allowed to do a segment at BBC Radio 1 that says, Give Me Head?
No, not a chance.
Maybe.
Hi, Lana. Sorry, a little bit uncomfy with that one.
Would you be?
That's how they all talk down there.
Would you be upset if you tune in to one of my shows on a Friday and I'm like, coming up, we're going to play a feature called Give Me Head? I thought of this all on my own.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised.
I tuned in this morning. She's doing fucking Deep Fat Friday.
What?
She's phoning people up and going, hello, it's old Mrs. McKenzie here.
They had the Radio 1 mini sesh.
They think it's so original, they can't believe I came up with this stuff.
Yeah, she's phoning up the controller of Radio 1 saying, you are Fanny of the Week.
What's a Fanny?
Shall we start the podcast?
Let's do it, guys.
No, you're not starting it this week. Because you're too timing us.
Sorry.
Intern Gary. Good luck.
That was a good one.
That was a good
hit. That
was
very good.
Yeah.
Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast, Season 2. Maybe this season will be bearable. Probably not.
We've escaped the beast from the east. It didn't come.
Touch wood.
They all said, oh, no chance.
Well, you never know.
No.
Scotland, I wouldn't put it past us. May, June, snow.
Yeah, it would be the most Scottish thing to get snow in end of April, start of May.
I mean, Robin's on his garden, so.
Oh, yeah, no, I am.
I have to hope that the beast from the east does not arrive.
Wasn't it saying earlier on you were
scarifying.
Scarifying.
Scarifying like a crazy man.
Yeah. That's what they say.
You know the size of those green bins? I filled 3 of them yesterday. Oh.
Do you have 3 green bins or did you use your neighbours?
I did use my neighbours.
Oh,
did you ask their permission?
Ask?
The flat upstairs is on the market, but empty. I've actually got 4 green bins at the moment.
Oh.
It's great.
Is that a thing? Is it rude to use your neighbour's bin when it's out without asking?
It shouldn't be. Everything goes to the dump.
I know people that check their Ring doorbell and get very upset when their neighbours...
That's that posh bit of you.
When there's neighbour, then the neighbours use their bins. But I think if it's out and it's going to get collected that day, there's nothing wrong with sticking a wee bag in it as long as the bin closes.
I think it depends what you're putting in it. Because if you're putting something really sticky and smelly...
Dead body or something, not good.
Yeah, and
dead
it's
bodies
like,
aren't good.
No.
No, because they should go in the blue bin.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not good for recycling.
Did you click the link to get your discount on Saturday morning for the Buckfast Zero? A lot of people did that, got some Buckfast Zero.
Believable.
And then you check the date, and of course, April the 1st.
Yeah, it was very clever, actually, the little link, and then you click on it and it goes, April Fools.
That's right. A lot of people, I think, did get pulled in by that on our Facebook page especially.
I saw a lot of people sharing it and then people commenting going, did you not click the link? It's April Fools. I think they really liked it. I thought it was quite clever.
So we'll probably get sued now by the monks of Buckfast.
If you're going to be sued by anyone, I would like to be sued by Bucky.
We now also legally own BuckfastZero.com, so if Buckfast want to launch...
They will at some point.
Then they have to come to us and ask for the...
Should we buy .co.uk as well, just to be on the safe side?
Oh, damn. So that domain cost £5 for a year, and they did offer .org, .co.uk, .net.
We should buy all of them. So
no, it was £7.95. Oh, I wasn't prepared
expensive.
To go that
yeah,
far.
Yeah, but then see when they come and we sell it to them for £5,000, you know?
Sell
yeah.
them more than that.
We'll more than that.
Yeah. £5,000.
How much would we not afford?
Think big intern, Gary.
20. 25.
Way much more
no,
than that.
No, millions.
Millions, just
yeah,
for a link.
I'll bet there will be cyber squatters out there that, I don't know if there's anything left, but back in the day, somebody would have just bought like bbc.co.uk.
Yeah.
Well, is it the guy John Lewis?
John Lewis will not give that up. That's not a website, though. That's a domain
it's
name
Twitter,
on Twitter.
Isn't it? And he tried to, did they not offer him?
Oh, like they offered him loads.
20, 30 grand.
Oh, that was 20, 30 hampers.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah, that's where they went wrong.
We regret to inform you that Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast has been cancelled. Yes, you dancer! Oh, wait a minute. This isn't to be used until 2024.
Pure Radio. Well,
hello to Paul. Paul's emailed the show. He says, hello, pure people. Do you do outside broadcasts? Question mark. If you do, then would you like to support a local event? We are Angus Model Flying Club.
Oh, I'm interested.
We're having a two-day experience on May the 20th and 21st. Is this something you'd be up for? No.
Absolutely not, because that's the day that I'm going to see Beyonce.
Yeah,
I'm going right. to have those tickets.
Oh, guys, honestly.
I'm going to see Beyonce, but on the 21st, I might be about and I'll come.
I'll be severely hungover on that day.
Sorry about that, but listen, I hope it goes well.
All the best.
Thank you for your interest in Pure Radio.
Why are you laughing at the Model Flying Club? Come on.
We're not laughing.
It would have limited interest, let's be honest.
What, the Model Flying? I think you're underestimating how good
Model
Flying is.
I don't think I am at all.
Intern Gary, I was actually thinking about you yesterday because I was on a plane and there were lots
kind of
people. I don't know, a Ryanair flight. There were lots of people waiting at the bottom of the airport. It's Edinburgh Airport and there's the barriers and they were watching the planes and I thought, that's what intern Gary likes to do.
Was it a prop or a jet? They have propellers? Was it Flybe? They used to use props, didn't
yes.
they?
Yes.
You can get that. I had that once flying to Paris and it is the scary.
It's very scary.
I don't
scary.
Like it. It
You're
feels
like, what
really,
is going
really
on
small.
Here?
Yeah. You think it's just going to stop. What if a pigeon flies into it?
Oh, dead. Well, the pigeon is.
What about us if you're on the flight?
Well, pigeon, you might survive a pigeon.
Right,
A sparrowhawk, no chance.
I think Logan Air still use some prop planes as well for their flights up north.
The Inter-Islands.
Yeah.
Best plane ever was a Fokker. I don't know anything about it, but I just like saying that word. It was.
I'm not going to repeat it.
A Fokker friendship.
Oh gosh, that is a real tongue twister. They're really trying to catch you out with that one. Someone
Google that.
It.
That was a plane, a Fokker friendship. Yeah.
Intern Gary's Googling it just now.
He is.
That's a good looking plane.
There you
Let's
are.
Let's see.
German, I believe. A Fokker. Yes. That's your man there, the Dermot Kennedy lad.
Go
quite
see.
Great a chap.
It's every time. Every time we commit that song, that is how you see it.
No, oh, I've only done that three times.
I expect it and I love it.
Three times. In fact, three times.
The only reason that you pick up on intern Gary, because you're the same as me, I cannot do that accent, so I panic when Robin looks at
don't
me.
Worry. No,
I'm not
can
too sure what you're on about.
Oh,
I'm
what
unsure.
Was that?
That's Irish.
Is it really?
Top of the morning to you.
Okay.
I'm from Ireland. I'm Irish.
That's intern Gary.
Yes.
A.K.A. the leprechaun.
Have you noticed that all of intern Gary's accents
they all sound the same.
Sound the exact same?
Because you sounded like you were doing Lynn Hogan there again.
Yeah, well, you know, it's quite funny, actually. Lynn was saying this to me the other day. So I was on with Lynn before on The Breakfast Show.
Yeah.
Back in September of 2021. You were away somewhere
else. Yeah, I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have happened if I'd been here.
But I was doing accents then, and Lynn was slagging me off for them then as well, because she said that all my accents sound the same.
Well, she's right.
I was doing Edinburgh and Dundee.
Dundee?
Dundee, yeah, it's weird down here, like, hey, Dundee. Aye, I'm from Dundee.
That sounds like Edinburgh.
Nah, Dundee's Dundee.
That was more Edinburgh.
Dundee. You know what I mean? Like,
that sounds Cork.
Just because you say Dundee doesn't mean you've got a Dundonian accent. Robin Galloway takes on a podcast season 2.
If this gets a third season, I'm off. Pure Radio. Loving Life, Leslie from Kilbirnie. Hello, Leslie.
Morning, guys. Happy Tuesday. Mixed bag of shifts this week, so I had a long weekend, back for a couple of days, and then off again, and then back Saturday, Sunday for 12 hours.
Oh, God.
Not too bad. Oh. Anyway, was it the post-mortem live experience?
What?
A post-mortem,
live experience?
Is this something you buy tickets to? Obviously, she works for the NHS. Yes. Maybe it's like a thing they go to teach nurses, but
I don't know. Sorry, continue, Leslie.
Sunday, that was very interesting. A wee bit smelly.
Oh. What?
You wait, call Leslie and ask her about this, because I'm really intrigued.
A wee bit smelly. Oh, we need to get her on. Oh, wow.
But it was good. Anyway, have a great day, guy. Cheers. Bye.
Where do you buy these tickets? Is it like Ticketmaster?
the live experience.
It was 10 o'clock. I was trying to get the post-mortem ones, but I couldn't get
them. I think it's just for medic people, isn't it?
Do you get that for your Christmas?
I hope the live experience isn't an actual live post-mortem, like someone's body.
I think
body.
It is. That's what she's saying. It's a little bit smelly.
Please tell me this is not part of a murder mystery weekend.
Surely this is like a dummy, and like they're like, oh, this is.
But why would it be smelly if it was
maybe
fake? Like,
I don't know. The fake dummy was.
I want to know. Tell us more, Leslie.
Did you
get this through work? Do you buy it online? Is it a real person? Is it a fake person? Is it at the hydro? Where is it?
Do they ask the permission of the person? Like, surely, like, imagine like you die and then just suddenly everyone's watching.
We don't know if it's a person or not.
Do you know you get those little like boxes you can tick, like if you want to donate your organs? Is there one for like a live post-mortem experience?
Leslie from Kilbirnie is phoning us.
Can we talk to Leslie, please? I really want to know.
I don't know how this is going to go. Hi, Leslie. Hi, Leslie.
Hello.
Hi.
So tell us more.
Right, well, it is, you do buy tickets, and it is really for, it's for NHS or it's for teachers, for students, medical students, but the general public can go as well.
Oh, wow.
And you just go in and it is an actual case, but it's a silicon body that you use.
Oh, okay.
And we do dissection, but it's on like pigs. So I actually extracted an eyeball.
Oh, my God.
How much do you pay for these tickets?
Are you interested or not?
We get NHS discounts, so we were £45. You're there for 4 hours.
It's like snacks and stuff as well.
Yeah, bacon sandwiches.
You have to buy them. There might be a rip off for the snacks. It was a good experience. And my nephew was there. He's doing forensic science at school, so he was obviously very interested in that as well. So it was good.
Is it like a kids go free kind of deal?
Family
passes.
Buy one, get one free.
It's not Euro Disney. Brilliant. Thanks, thanks for clearing that up, Leslie.
We had so many questions about that. It's actually very interesting.
I know. When you said it was smelly, I was worried.
They're back in October with a new case, if you fancy it.
Oh, ideal. I might go along.
There you are. All next week on Pure Radio. It's post-mortem week. You're listening to Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast, episode 39. Now over to Intern Gary for the bit in the middle. What are you doing this week, Intern Gary?
Well, this week it's Easter. Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, y'all.
Nobody says that. No.
But you said this. People do say that.
No,
say
happy Easter. Don't.
Nobody's ever said Happy Easter to me, ever.
What I do disagree
with. Apart from Intern
Gary. Yeah.
You can buy, like, Easter cards for people. I don't get that.
Who sends those?
Why would you buy a card for someone at Easter?
I can tell you who sends those cards.
Who?
It is grannies who put a fiver in it. I get one every single year. I know, inflation.
Yeah.
Like, in Gran, what do you want me to do with a fiver? Honestly.
But you could buy 1¾ Easter eggs from Asda, who at the moment are doing 2 for £6.
That's not bad.
Not bad,
I would need to put a pound towards it.
By the time you hear this, they're probably doing 2 for £3.
That's true.
A few years ago, I went to the shops literally the day after Easter to buy an Easter egg because I thought they'd be reduced and that'd be fine. They were all gone. The day before, there's millions, literally bang on, they're gone. Where did they go?
I was in there the other night and it was like flies around shit.
Yeah.
They were everywhere. Yeah. I was looking for, and I've still yet to see one, a Fry's cream egg.
Oh.
You know, the Fry's chocolate cream.
Uh-huh.
But fries chocolate cream
egg. Oh, as in like
egg.
A fries cream egg. Not a fries cream egg. As in like a cream egg.
No,
that's
not
what
a cream
I thought
egg,
when you said that there for a second.
Yeah. Never seen one.
Sounds
Let
lovely.
Me know if you've ever seen one. Or a dark bounty egg.
You do get a bounty egg.
Yeah,
not
but not
a dark,
the dark
one. Yeah.
Are real fans of bounty
big
here?
Bounty fans.
Yeah,
here.
But the dark one.
I've never tried the dark one.
I'm not a
big
fan. Bitches.
I'm not a big fan of dark chocolate.
Bounty bitch.
I don't think I've had a dark bounty before.
Oh, you try it. You bounty like it.
Oh, I like that one.
Hey?
I'm not going to laugh.
Lana's trying not to laugh.
I'm not going to laugh.
It's like her jaw's been wired up. She's going, anyway, what we're doing this
bit. So, I'm going to ask, you know a lot about bees, don't you?
Should I do a podcast on beekeeping?
Yes.
You should. And you should be a Marvel character as well, Bee Man.
What do I do?
You
vomit
sting.
Honey all over you, and that's my secret
sting
weapon.
Sting people and then die.
I could be a queen bee.
That's true. Beyonce.
I can fucking sting you. And survive. Yeah, because they survive. Queen bee can sting you several times.
Can they?
Yeah, but they rarely do.
They don't leave the hive, do they?
They don't leave the
They're
hive.
Stay at home, mum.
But if for some reason the bee colony raises another queen, which they can do, the queen bees have a fight and sting each other to death.
What kind of fight? Do they like pull each other's hair and stuff? Or?
Yeah. Fucking bitch, what are you fucking looking at?
Am I right in saying that when you see a queen bee cell,
I'll fucking sting your ass?
You have to remove it, don't you, if you find one?
Yeah.
A queen bee cell. You have to
yeah,
get rid
you
of
should.
That.
That's right. Yeah. How do you know that?
Because I watch beekeeping videos online. I watched a video of a man who was talking about his bees. This was during lockdown. This was 2 a.m. and the guy was crying because a disease had wiped out one of his bee colonies.
Yeah.
And I
That'd
was. It was very depressed. No, it was really sad.
No, I'm saying that will be Robin. Yeah, though, if the guy's really bees upset. Ever die, you will be very sad.
I would be upset. I mean, they're always dying, remember? A bee lasts 40 days, that's all. Queen bee lasts 5 years.
How do you reproduce? The natural way of reproducing?
What?
Bees?
Do like, they, by
I'm
dying
asking,
out.
Do bees shag each other to make more bees?
No, no. So 97% of the hive is female, and they've only got a few drones. They don't sting, by the way. And they impregnate the queen only once.
Oh, I thought that's why it's called the queen bee, because she was a girl.
No, she is, but all the worker bees are female.
All right. And then there's a few that are male.
Alana's fucking hating this, by the way.
I was just going to ask, you spoke about doing a bee podcast. Why are we doing it now?
Robin Galloway takes on the bees. Or A Spoonful of Honey with Robin Galloway.
I like that.
What a beautiful
that
one.
Nice.
By the way, intern Gary, just so you know, we haven't got time.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want to just fuck off this these questions?
Yes.
Yeah,
I get it.
It was just stupid questions about I was going to say, I've got another name for the podcast.
Yeah.
Bee in My Bonnet. That's great. A good one, isn't it? Why are you...
I'm with you. I'm coming to fucking Radio 1.
Robin Galloway still takes on a podcast. Sadly.
It's time for Who Wants to Be a Pure On Air. Nothing at all whatsoever to do with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Completely different feature / segment.
A brand new quiz that we've come up with. And Quizmaster extraordinaire Fraser Thompson, normally with you between 1 and 4, is here. Good morning, Fraser.
Hello, is everyone well?
We are good. I don't know how well we're going to be after this, but 10 questions. We're going to try and get 10 out of 10. It's never been done before. So we need your help. Be ready to call us. You are our lifeline. It's not like phone a friend, it's like phone pure radio.
Phone us, you do the work.
0345-066-1000. If we get stuck, we will get stuck. We've also got phone a presenter, but that's not really good because we're all thick.
Well, the thing is, you were talking about thick kids on the show yesterday having a bit of a laugh.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to punish you today by making the quiz really hard, and then you got none right, and then I'll go, ha ha, don't
Can
laugh
I just
at the
say,
thick kids.
Who's I
thick
was now? Not talking about that. Just putting that out
You were
there.
Talking about thick hair.
I was.
Okay, let's start the game. Over to you, Fraser.
Question number one. Which American president appears on a dollar bill?
Oh no.
I need an answer. You told me to hurry up this week.
Is it George Washington or Abraham Lincoln? It's one of the
George
two.
George Washington?
Benjamin Franklin. Because people say that. Do you want a Benjamin?
Yeah,
a Benjamin.
That's true.
Benjamin?
Actually, could you hear that in the movies quite
yeah.
a lot?
Okay, we're locking in Benjamin.
God. No.
Please don't tell me it's wrong.
George Washington.
No! You bloody idiot!
Is he not like a 20 or a 50 or a 100?
I said that to you.
Is that
I
the game
Washington.
Over?
This is the game finished.
It's done.
This guy's come all the way in. We are the thick kids.
I cannot believe we have stumbled at the very first question.
I hate those people that go on Millionaire and crash.
I mean, you're not even getting past Fastest Finger First here. That's what's happened. They've paid your hotel and you're just going home.
I mean,
Ross is out. He's holding up two fingers. No, it was That's question one.
The head is decent.
Okay, so this is give me head.
Yes. We're about to get some head, hopefully. Right. So, you know when you get a can of Guinness and you pour it and you get the nice head of it, the nice creamy top layer? They come out with a new invention called the Nitro Surge. And what it does is, with most cans of Guinness at home, it uses a little ball in the can And then it's never the same as at the pub, but they've invented this thing where you get a different can, but it adds the nitrous using this little adapter at the top.
So you can fit this over other things as well, and yeah, that's what so you're going to try and do?
Any can, as you can see here.
Okay.
Fits over any can. Right. So I thought, I don't know if it'll work, but I wonder if you could do it with other drinks and then get sort of a nice nitrous head. So this is the Fanta. Now, I think it's going to give the sort of fizzy head
that
then
laptop?
Just disappear. Yeah, I've pushed the laptop away for this, right?
Okay.
These are all pint glasses I've got legally, not taken from pubs.
Don't know about that.
Okay. I don't believe that.
I've turned on the little device. So
does it make a noise?
No, but it's got the little light on it so you can see.
Oh.
And then
great,
you should
great for radio.
Yeah.
He's pouring it in just now.
I missed it a wee bit.
So far it's just...
It just looks like normal Fanta.
Going into
it's,
a glass.
Not, it's not frothy.
You can see
it.
Can you see the colour change in the stream?
Yeah,
mode?
I can see. Yeah, I can.
That's
actually.
It. Oh, I'm shaking.
No head for Fanta.
No head for Fanta.
Right, the stream was definitely changing colour. It was going a little bit frothy.
Yeah,
but
you could see it. It was adding stuff into
okay,
it.
So, all right,
okay,
so
what one would you like to try next?
So that's a fail.
I think the Monster would work because it's already got the nitrous in it, but it's just going to be even
I think this could blow up.
Foamier.
Let's try it.
Here we go.
Oh, we're getting head, guys.
Yeah.
Oh. A lot of head on the Robin Gallery breakfast show.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
Oh.
Oh, that looks good.
Gorgeous.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. I think you've had too much head there.
I would stop. Oh, my gosh.
Stop giving me head.
That is a big bit of head.
Look at the head on that bad boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That's worked better than I expected.
That's
that one.
Very good. I wonder why it didn't work with the Fanta.
Strange.
I think it's the fizz is just turning. It's just the bubbles are coming in. They're just going straight back to fizz.
Yeah, we'll put some pictures up and a little video up on our website.
Don't think we'll be doing that again.
Keep your expectation low.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Yes, it's still going. You're the one listening. No, me. I'm just pre-recorded. Pre-recorded. Recorded. Pre-recorded.
Pure video. Why are you looking at Elton John's merch?
It's a quiet news day. Elton John flogging bonkers tour merchandise, including £2,000 silk pyjamas.
Ooh.
Who would buy those?
Are those ones that he has worn himself?
He hasn't worn them, no.
£2,000
So why
what?
Would you pay £2,000
silk
for them?
Silk pyjamas.
Then?
PJs. Silk. Yeah, silk, they're made of silk. A £250 candle, an £1,800 clutch bag, and a £330 teddy.
Do you know, that's funny. They actually came up on my Facebook on Friday, I think it was.
Did you buy any?
I saw the candle. It's a big heel. I thought it looked really cool. But it turns out it was from Selfridges and it was about £100. And I'm not paying that for a candle.
I spent £19 on a candle one time and I thought that was a bit expensive.
Yankee?
No.
Yeah.
It was a different brand. A brand that do shaving stuff. I love their stuff, so
Gillette.
I buy everything they do. No, it's called Harry's. It's called Harry's.
Love that new shaving cream candle. It smells amazing.
No, it's smelled with the shower gel I use, which it's stone scented.
A Gillette candle. It smelled of burnt hairs. It's £160 if you want one of his t-shirts.
I don't understand why they're so expensive, because I could go onto Amazon and buy an Elton John top for a tenner.
Yeah, but this is official merch from the tour.
But what makes it official?
He's officially retiring.
Yeah, he needs some cash.
He's cashing in. It's quite a good headline, actually. Don't go breaking the bank.
Very
I
good.
Like that.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, customer services. Leah speaking. How can I help?
Is that the recycling?
Uh-huh.
I fell in.
Hello?
Hello, dear.
Is that Mrs. Galloway?
Hello, dear. Yes, it's all yes. Mrs. Galloway.
My colleague tells me you're stuck in a recycling bank. Is that correct?
Help, help. Yes, dear.
Where is the recycling bank?
Oh, hold on. Somebody... Help! Can you hear me? I'm inside. Can you get me out? What do I do?
Yes, if you would tell me where you are, I would try and find out.
Have you got a key?
I'll need to try and get someone that has a key if you can tell me where you are.
Yes, have you got a key? What time will you be here?
I'm not sure. I'll need to get in touch with someone, but where are you?
Hold on, there's someone coming. Hold on. Shh. Hello? They're putting glass in, dear.
Right. Now, where about are you, though? What's the address of the property?
I'm in the bin, dear.
Yes, but where is that bin? What's the address?
Beside the shops.
Which shops?
Yes, I was at the shops earlier on, and I thought I'd just drop them off, you know, dear.
Yes, but if you can tell me where the shops are, what's the address of them?
Somebody else is coming.
This is like a television program. How do you get into a class?
Hold on, dear. I think someone's coming. Hello? I'm in here.
I'm in here.
I'm here.
She's shouting, I'm here, I'm here. This is the most unusual call I've ever had in this place.
What's your name, dear?
My name's George Baxter.
Yes, George, yes.
Yeah, but whereabouts at Haymarket are you?
I'm in the bin.
Yes.
There's some more people coming. Shall I shout?
Yes, you can try.
Hello?
She's definitely locked in somewhere. She's rattling away in a door. Somewhere at Haymarket. She's up from Gala Shields.
Hello, hello.
Oh, is anyone in there? Hello.
I hear a voice.
Hello.
It's me.
Hello. Someone in there?
It's old Mrs. Galloway, dear. I'm 89. Can you let me out?
How did you get in there?
I fell in.
You fell in, right. Right, hold on a second. I'll see if I can get to help.
Hello, George, there's a man.
Uh-huh.
Hold on a minute.
Hold still there, okay? I'm going to try and get the door open.
He says he's going to try and get the door open.
One budge.
There's a door open.
Hello!
Oh!
Hello! Hello, how are you?
Hello, dear.
Hello there, Mrs. Galloway.
Hello, dear, I'm out.
And how are you feeling? Oh. Are you okay?
I'm fine, dear, I'm fine. I'm going to drop you a letter. I'm going to write to your boss because you were very helpful, George Baxter of the council.
Okay, Mrs. Galloway.
My thank you very. Can you do me one more favour?
Uh-huh.
It's Robin Galloway here.
I don't believe it.
Oh, George, it's me. I'm stuck. I've fallen into the bottles.
Very good, Mrs. Galloway.
Hello, dear. I'll have to go. I might fall in again.
Okay, Mrs. Galloway.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Next week, intern Gary takes on Robin Galloway. He really wants this job. Fight!
Pure Radio.
Should we do a quick weather check?
Actually, let's do it.
Let's just have a look. I mean, this is us pretty much just lazily going on our mobile phones and checking, putting various areas of Scotland in to see how things are going to be. So wherever you are, we've got you covered in the legal listening places.
Oh, this is looking good for Edinburgh today. We have highs of 12. It's looking really sunny until 12. Gets a little bit cloudy, but still sunny. And then you're going to have a nice bit of sunshine from 5 until 7.
So kind of hazy.
Maybe go out for a little nighttime walk.
Oh, that's nice. That's good. What else have you got? You anything in turn, Gary?
I'll try to use my phone, but I'm not getting any signal.
Oh.
Dundee. We have Dundee.
Call
today.
IT.
Highs of 13 for Dundee. Right. Lows of 2. And it's going to be sunny for most of the day.
That's good.
But a wee bit windy. And humidity is 92% apparently.
Right. I don't even know what that means. There's one thing I cannot work out. Because it's relative humidity.
It's how it affects your hair, is the way I look at it.
Well, that's true. You should be okay then.
Yes.
Because it's funny.
I just notice it's heavy. Like, the air feels heavy and difficult to breathe. And people always say when it's humid, oh, it needs a good rain.
Don't think we have to worry about
that. You never get
that
in Scotland.
Scotland.
Yeah, it's true.
But sometimes you look at humidity here and it's exactly the same as it is in Dubai.
Yes.
But it's a different type of humidity.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Clammy, isn't it?
All about the hair.
You're clammy. Just put that down.
Clammy.
Never mind humidity. Just clammy.
Clammy.
10%
moist,
chance of
sticky,
clamminess.
Sweaty.
Yes.
That kind of thing. That's what I want to know.
Aberdeen, looking a little bit less warm, but still sunny. Highs of 10, lows of 4. And it's looking pretty bright all day. Again, good for a nighttime walk.
That's good. And Glasgow looking good as well, I believe, today. I think there's rain tomorrow, by the way, so enjoy it today.
All right.
Yeah. Check Glasgow. Oh, Glasgow's actually not looking as nice.
Oh.
Glasgow, we have highs of 12, lows of 8. However, it's not very sunny. It's looking quite cloudy and grey until 4 o'clock. And then from 4 until 8, a little bit of sunshine, but not as bright as other places.
It's bright sunshine. This morning on the way in, well, that's a lie because it was 5:30. There was no sun. But when we're talking about an hour ago, we see the sun was coming out, streaming through the window. It's now clouded over.
About 6:30, there was a nice sort of golden hour just reflecting in your face. It was great for lighting if you wanted a photo shoot.
Yeah, well, did you take any pictures?
No, I didn't.
Oh, for God's sake.
Sorry.
Get
Robin,
my best
you
side.
You were glowing. Can I take a photo of you?
Thank you very
Look at your
much.
Face.
Lippy Vicky is back on. Hello.
Hi, Pure Family. So, a question for all the superstitious amongst us, Pure Family.
Oh.
What is your process for when you see a single magpie? Because I told my pal mine that she looked at me like I had two heads. So, you're supposed to say, good morning, Mr. Magpie.
And
have
saluted.
A nice day, Mr. Magpie. How's Mrs. Magpie today? Salute. And then you twirl three.
No. Oh,
I don't know about
that. So she looked at me like I had two heads, and I'm just like, that's the process that you do when you see a single magpie. Unless somebody else sees it with you and says, single magpie, seems like two bits of duck to both of you. That's
not heard that.
Not heard that before.
I normally just say hello, Mr. Magpie, and I'll give it a little salute.
Yeah, I've given up doing that now.
Oh, I do that.
I don't do that because remember I fell off my bike.
Yes.
Because I saw one. I was on the I was on the cycle path, and I saw one, and I took my hand off and saluted the Magpie and fell off.
See, I'm a little bit concerned that Lippy Vicky's driving in her car, and then she sees a Magpie and starts turning around two times.
She's got a special turntable seat in her car.
And how did this accident happen? Well, I saw a Magpie and I thought it was bad luck.
Yeah. It wasn't very lucky for you then, was it?
Robin Galloway takes on a... you know what it is. You chose to listen. Why am I here?
We are deep frying on a Thursday. Are you ready, guys, to chuck in the Thursday bit when
yes.
we do the jingle? Ready?
It's Deep Fat Thursday. Thursday. We're frying random stuff. It's Deep Fat Thursday.
Thursday.
We're frying random stuff.
What?
It's Deep Fat Thursday.
Thursday.
We're frying random stuff.
Seamless. Nobody noticed. Just to check, guys, are you both outside on the balcony for the deep frying?
Of course. Would you like to hear some ambience?
Yes, let's hear the ambience. That's good. Now, you're holding the microphone today, and it looks like Alana is battering up the hot cross bun.
Yes, she has a lot of beef with the hot cross bun, so she said, can I please batter it today?
How's it going, Alana, from your end?
It's taking very well, obviously, because it's bready. It takes the batter extremely well, so I think it's going to fry good. I just hope it's not going to be too dry.
Right. Okay, so are we ready to place that into the deep fat fryer?
I think we are. Yeah, it looks quite good.
Okay.
Are you ready to go?
That is a marvellous sound.
A sizzle, sizzle.
Yeah.
A real sizzler, this one. It's looking good. It's holding to the batter. Normally, sometimes the batter can sort of leak over the place. As soon as it goes in, it starts to run off. But no, it's holding really well.
We're not quite sure if we did this last Easter. I really can't remember.
Our memory's not very good.
It's not. Well, we fried so much.
It's a yearly memory.
What is wrong with you today?
I don't know.
Okay, so the hot cross bun has been deep fried and it's back in the studio now. I can smell a delicious aroma
of grease.
Sweetness. Oh, you think it is grease?
Yeah.
Okay. Alana, you go first. Good crunch. I think this is going to be okay.
Oh.
Yes.
That is pretty delicious, actually,
not
because...
bad.
The hot cross bun is kind of sweet. Actually, it's not too dry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use this word. It's nice and moist on the inside.
Okay.
No, very, very good.
Over to you, intern Gary. Time for you now to try the deep-fried hot cross bun.
Oh.
No, this is...
You okay?
Oh, he's had a bad
reaction. Oh, I really don't like that.
He's okay. Gagging.
It's not that bad.
Oh, I hate the texture of it.
Oh my gosh, his eyes are watering.
They are.
I'm going to rate the frying, not the actual...
That's what Mary Berry does when she's on the bake-off, or when she was on the bake-off. You have to overlook if you like the textures and flavours.
I'm going to give that a 4.
I think that's quite harsh.
Yeah.
I have to disagree. I do like a hot cross bun, to be fair. I think it did enhance the flavour a little bit. I think maybe if you had a little bit of butter or something, or maybe, I don't know, jam, just to sweeten it up a little bit. But I'm going to give that a 7 out of 10.
A 7 out of 10. Okay, so not bad marks from Alana, but terrible marks from you, intern
Don't
Gary.
Try it.
But he doesn't like raisins, so don't listen to him.
At Pure Radio Scott for video and some pictures of our deep fat frying session today. First time we've done it on a Thursday, and that was deep fried hot cross bun.
Thank you for listening to Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast. That's us done for another week. We're sorry you had to sit through that pish.
Pure Radio.